Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Petersfield Shine Radio, can you hear the bird song? That means one thing. It means we are in the Merritts Meadow Nature Reserve, and Susan Hines is with me. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Stephen.
Lovely to be back here.
Well, on this beautiful day.
Now, there's quite a lot of things changing here. Not only are plants growing fairly rapidly in this weather, but you're extending the path as well.
We are indeed. We're trying to make it, in a way, more scenic, if you like, carrying on by the water, by the little babbling brook, the Tilmore Brook, and just gradually making that a little bit more scenic for people coming to and fro, but also trying to release and put some of the meadow, or quite a lot of the meadow, back for wildlife. That in some ways they're our prime priority, the insects, the birds, the mammals, that we have quite a few already here. We're just about to put up some information boards and a bench in the meadow, and we're very thankful that Churchill's College came last year to do some of the footpath, and they are going to go on and extend in a couple of days' time.
And so people who walk their dogs here, it's a very popular spot.
Yes.
And others, of course, through the winter were surprised to see it cut back really quite aggressively.
Yes.
Why is that?
Yes, that was cut back aggressively to give a chance for the wildflowers and some native species to have a chance to get back, which they couldn't do when it was covered completely with nettles and brambles. So the nettles are coming back again, and there are plenty of them for the bees and the butterflies and caterpillars. But also we've given way for the mallow, the comfrey, to grow, and different grasses, and we're seeing more buttercups, and along the riverbank there are even a couple of primroses, and I was going to say wild garlic, but I think I've been told it looks like wild garlic, but maybe it's mustard garlic or some other sort of garlic. I'm not an expert.
So when it comes to nature, it's more than just leaving it to nature.
Yeah, well, in a way it is. It's giving back to nature what had been unmanaged totally and had been very aggressive and taken over.
And what are you hoping to see here in the next, say, 3 to 5 years as you move through several cycles?
Yeah, in 3 to 5 years, we expect to see the meadow really restored properly to the meadow. Not necessarily with wildflowers. This is a difficult meadow because it's neither a wet meadow totally or a wildflower meadow because it gets so wet in the winter months and so on. But we're trying to make sure that indigenous plants that like this sort of soil have a chance. And if they're there, then the bugs are there and the caterpillars are there. And some of the paths that are foot trodden and bike trodden and that are really going in all sorts of different ways, we hope they will become less used. I hope people are listening to this and that they will go on the path, the permissive path, because it is a permissive path. I hope they will go on the permissive path that we're laying out for them. And the signboards will give indication of that. And I hope people will rest on the bench and they will listen and see things.
And so you talked about the plants and the flowers here as being native.
Yes.
Are you planting here consciously or are you just waiting for things to spring up?
We did try a patch of about 2 metres by 1 metre, and we worked very hard at getting the nettles and brambles from there. Then we ordered some plant plugs that we were given advice on that were good, but it didn't work. So whether we'll try again, I'm not sure. So for the moment, we're leaving it for another year. This is the first year we've seen a big change, and then you were talking about 3 or 5 years. I'm sure in time we will see more change, and with people's help, community who come to and fro. We're always needing volunteers, we're needing a couple more trustees maybe, and we get it. We've got wonderful experts who give us the important information that we don't know about. So
come down here and enjoy it, get involved, but don't just throw wildflower seeds randomly around.
No, not necessarily at all. No.
So lovely to speak to you, and well done for all the work you're doing to bring this meadow back to a beautiful sensation for all our eyes and ears.
It's a privilege to be part of it. It's one of the green lungs of Petersfield, I think, isn't it?
And if you haven't been to it, the Nature Reserve at Merritts Meadow is between Tilmore and the top of North Road. You can also get to it through Merritts Meadow itself.
Path. Yes, that's right.
Thanks again. Lovely to speak to you.
And to you on this beautiful morning.
What was the rival to the VHS video format? Which author predicted the Apollo moon landing? Who became the youngest winner of the Wimbledon men's singles title?
Petersfield's Shine Radio with Ian Crossman.
I have quiz questions on all sorts of topics for you to test your general knowledge and see if you can score the magical 5 out of 5.
The Brighter Minds quiz is proudly supported by Church's College.
Every Saturday and Sunday night from 9.
Petersfield's Shine Radio.